Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Who all stayed up late and watched the Golden Globes last night? I know I sure did. It's Elizabeth Kay here at 50 Shades of Kay, joined with my guest and good friend Jordan DeChambre, who's a local Milwaukee fashion blogger, fashion stylist, style expert, to talk all things Golden Globes. But first, before you say hello, we need to mention she's got a little bit of a cold today.
The first day that my voice started getting weird, I was like, oh, this is cool. I'm like, you know, Phoebe on Friends when she had the like laryngitis, right? Yes. She was like, I sound amazing. Yes. And now I feel like I don't even know what I sound like. I sound like a 90-year-old woman or something, but bear with me. I'm doing my best.
You sound great. And this was Jordan's idea to do a podcast about the Golden Globes. We can't mention the Golden Globes without mentioning Oprah Winfrey's acceptance speech last night. I mean, did that not give you all the feels, Jordan?
I mean, I think it took me about 10 seconds before I started crying. You know, I mean, it was so impactful. The whole night, you know, everything about it. I don't think people even realized what a movement was going to happen at the Golden Globes last night. And Oprah perfectly captured every single part of that. Everything she said, bringing up the Time's Up movement, you know, everything that she said was just so amazing. I love that she finally acknowledged that she's from Milwaukee.
I know.
Which was great.
She said that at the start. She said a 9-year-old girl in Milwaukee. Cool to see her mention that. And I've always said the thing about Oprah that I love the most is that despite the fact that she is now in a completely different tax bracket than most of us.
Right.
I mean, she is a billionaire. One of the wealthiest people in the world. She still has an ability to bridge gaps between all different walks of life. And she still makes me feel like, oh, you get me, Oprah. You can relate to me.
Yes.
Even though you live in a completely different type of world than what I live in.
100%. And I think one of the things that she did that so perfectly captured that is she really talked about, hey, this isn't something that's just happening in Hollywood. This is happening to people who work in factories. This is happening to people who work in the hospitality business. This is happening to farmers. This is happening to everyone. And Oprah does have that thing about her. And I think that's one of the reasons that she's so compelling is she's the every woman, yet she's the woman you aspire to be at the very same time. And that isn't easy to do. And it isn't easy for Hollywood, who we look at as being very privileged, as, you know, having more money than we will ever see in our lifetimes. But yet, taking a second and making sure that everyone understands that they are a part of Me Too. They are a part of Time's Up. And Oprah was 100% the perfect spokesperson for that.
She absolutely was. And it was, I also feel like it was the speech that this country's been wanting to hear.
Yes.
You know, looking to some kind of leadership, some person to stand up and say, hey, we're taking a stand against this, against sexual harassment, sexual assault, and just taking a stand on not treating each other as equals.
Exactly. I mean, that's why I think the number one trending hashtag today is Oprah 2020.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a reason for that. And I know she said in the past that she wouldn't be interested in running for office. And maybe it doesn't necessarily even have to be her, but it needs to be someone who can convey a message like that, because we haven't gotten that message of hope in the past year or so.
Yep.
You know, no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, no one can say that's untrue. We have not seen messages of hope since Obama left office. And this is the first time, you know, besides the Women's March last year, this is the first time where I think people really kind of sat up and said, oh my God, wait, I can do something. There are these movements happening, and I don't have to do, maybe it's a man who doesn't want to do, you know, Me Too because he doesn't feel comfortable doing that. But everyone can take a step forward to making this world a better place. And I think last night was really like the fire that's sparking it.
It really, really was. And with the Time's Up website that's now been launched with a lot of the women in Hollywood that were there last night, the awards show, which we'll link up at 99.1themix.com, which is also, you know, trying to change legislation and get involved with politicians that have the power to make change and raise money for victims of sexual assault or sexual abuse that don't have the funds to maybe have a, you know, pursue a lawsuit. So all that will be linked up. And that is why, now segueing into fashion, our segue into that is, that's why last night everyone was wearing black in solidarity of the Me Too movement.
Yes.
So that was interesting when it comes to fashion, because it was, though they all had the same color, you still saw everyone's unique style. What were some of the trends that you saw last night that you thought were just really incredible?
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, the number one trend of last night was solidarity. And the number one accessory was having a activist with you, someone that you admire, right? So if we're looking at it from an overall perspective, those were the biggest trends of the night. Now, if we're breaking it down from a fashion perspective, which, you know, sometimes can seem a little frivolous to talk about fashion in the wake of something that happened like last night.
I appreciate you saying that. Yeah.
It can, but at the same time, I think that it's always good to look at both sides of the coin. We had a very, very strong social message, but at the same time, we're still living our lives. We still want to be, you know, excited about fashion. And there's some people who had some amazing, amazing looks. And there's some people who had some that weren't that great. But I think the biggest fashion trend, which really does kind of parlay into the social movement, was the look of dresses with pants. We were seeing a ton of, you know, really fabulous, voluminous dress overlays with great pants. And I think that right there was a very strong movement. We saw actress Claire Foy, who's known for, I believe it's The Queen, is her show. She did an amazing pantsuit and killed it last night with a bold red lip. So all of the looks, even, and I always say her name wrong, I always want to say Saoirse Ronan, but I think it's like Saoirse Ronan. The girl that won for Lady Bird. The lead actress from Lady Bird, who was absolutely amazing. And I loved her in Brooklyn last year. You know, she had this very strong Versace gown with the major shoulders and this look. Again, all these looks were like hearkening back to those power 80s. And I think that was really, really interesting. You had other people who went more into the romantic realm, and that's fine. You can absolutely do that.
There was a lot of lace.
There was a lot of lace.
A lot of the backless dresses.
Yes.
I thought Kate Hudson looked amazing with the plungy neckline.
Oh my gosh, yes, the whole
beautiful
20s influence. But the people that I respected the most were the people who, even like Reese Witherspoon, she had a very structured dress that still had flow. So I think a lot, I'm sure it was her stylists more than the actresses themselves, but I think there was a lot of thought put into how can I still look and feel like myself and feel beautiful and feel powerful and like I'm in control. And that's really what we saw on the red carpet last night. Even when there was lace, it was more of a structured lace. Even when there was a low back, there was still something about it that had a very powerful feeling to it. And what you saw a lot of was really making the jewelry the kind of statement of the piece,
and
which
that,
I also thought was cool.
And that really is the next thing I was going to ask you, especially looking at your outfit right now, what you have on. So you are wearing black.
I am.
I'm wearing black as well, but that was not intentional. I can't say that. That's just literally I woke up and grabbed these items.
Yeah, this is my entire closet is black.
But I know you're on television this morning talking about the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
But your earrings are amazing.
Thank you.
There were so many bold, big earrings last night.
Is that
a trend that you think people are going to start?
I really do. And I feel like that's a trend that's been emerging for a while. But last night when stylists were faced with the everyone's going to be wearing black, how do I make the person that I'm styling different? They looked to that statement earring. And I loved Kerry Washington. She had the ear cuff that is just a really unique statement. I think there were so many actresses who said, how can I really, really do this with an earring? Maggie Gyllenhaal had long linear earrings that kind of swept her shoulders at the same time. So I think people really thought about that. And you also saw, you know, kind of keeping with kind of what's happening on top, a lot of hair jewelry. You mentioned Kate Hudson before. She had a black band very reminiscent of the 20s. There was a lot of actresses that did barrettes with diamonds and rhinestones and different jewels. So I think people were saying, okay, I want to look strong. I want to look powerful. I want to wear black and be in solidarity with everyone. But then how can I also sparkle? And I think that's really what did it.
Yes. And do you think some of this is going to also then show up for the Oscars?
Oh, I do. I do. I don't think it's going to be another all black affair. I feel like that statement has been made. And if they did it at the Oscars, it just wouldn't have the same effect because, you know, that was a moment in fashion history last night. We've never seen anything like that before where everyone came together in an award show in the same color, standing unified, you know. Just in this great kind of moment of solidarity. But I think for the Oscars, what we're going to see is that it will still be colors that are a bit more neutral. I don't think we're going to see a lot of, you know, usually we'll see a spring preview, especially with the Oscars being in March this year. But I don't know that we're going to see those pastels. I don't know that we're going to see romantic florals and a lot of, you know, kind of Chantilly lace and things like
that. Because there's still work to be done.
There's still so much work to be done. So I think we're still going to see a lot of structure going into the Oscars, and that's going to be a thing. And I do think that pant look. I think the reinvention of the pantsuit and this kind of pant and dress look, I think that may carry over.
Love it. Now, if you want to see some of the other looks that Jordan is a fan of, I mean, you always have this on your blog and on Instagram and everything too, which we'll link up at 991themix.com. The Golden Globes, this is one that I will never forget watching. For my job, we need to watch these a lot, and we see a lot of award shows. And I mean, I could tell you, I don't remember many of them, but there are certain moments I'll never forget, and that was last night.
I agree.
To see so many women come together in solidarity, and men, too. Men showing their support as well.
Well, and men wearing the black shirts with their suits. You know, almost every guy had a black shirt on with the suits. There was very few who did a white shirt, and so many wearing those pins. And I think that's really important to mention. I think that this is absolutely a women's movement, but we can't forget the men who support us in this.
Because, or that are victims. There are definitely men that have
been victims. Absolutely. Well, Kevin Spacey's victims. You know, I mean, there's definitely a lot of male victims as well. And I think, you know, we've really seen a lot of true colors in the past year. And we really need to celebrate all those people in our lives who are there and they do support us, and that's men and that's women, and it's just so much bigger than any one person.
And aren't you excited to be witnessing this as a woman, and as you're a strong, independent woman? I love it. I sit there and look at my niece and I think, wow, there are going to be so many changes.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to think on the optimistic. I know there's a lot to be done, but that she is going to be, when she's in the workforce and she's growing up and she's raising her own children, that she'll be in a world where it's not going to matter what her gender is.
100%.
When it comes to work, it's going to matter on your performance. What's your job? Can you do the job or not?
Well, exactly. And I think it was interesting last night, even in the middle of this whole kind of sea of black, you know, Natalie Portman, who was announcing Best Director, said, here are the five male nominees for Best Director. Yep. I mean, it was they were making sure that people knew, like, yes, there's a change happening, but we've got a lot of work to do. And we're the generation that needs to make sure that it happens. And so that younger generation, people like our nieces and our daughters, you know, have a chance to have that equal pay. I mean, you look at Kat Sadler over at E! Who just quit her job because she was making half of what her co-anchor was, who was a man.
Yep.
And it wasn't his fault. He didn't ask for that. But things are changing. And it is a very, very exciting time to be a woman. And it's an exciting time to be able to really finally use your voice.
Yes,
for
absolutely.
A long time, we haven't used our voices. And, you know, even there's so many things that happen in our lives that we reflect on. Even this week, I had a moment where I realized how far we had to come. I went to the doctor. My mom's in the hospital, and I wanted to make sure I could go visit her because I was sick. Mm-hmm. So I went to the doctor. My normal doctor wasn't available. And I saw one of her colleagues who was a man. And I sat down and I was on my way to a meeting. So I had makeup on and I was kind of dressed up. And he walked in, he looked at me and he said, you're not sick. And I looked at him and I said, what do you mean? You haven't even looked at me. Well, I've been a doctor for 30 years and I can tell you're not sick. And I was like, well, I have a fever and I'm congested and I'm losing my voice. But you don't look sick. I was like, well, I know how to put on makeup, like, and I showered and put clothes
and
on.
How
like,
many women listening to this right now have said they've had to wear makeup when they're sick?
Exactly. Exactly. So
Are you kidding me?
I just sat there and I looked at him and I was like, because I don't look sick, I'm not sick. Well, you're not. And I just got up and I said, well, thanks. That's really great to know that I'm not sick, and walked out.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that that happened today. So, you know, that was a couple days before the Golden Globes. So it was very interesting watching this, thinking, yes, we're here, but we do have so far to go. But,
wow.
Yeah.
So you're telling me then I could go to medical school, apparently, if
right?
all I have to do is just look at someone and tell if they're
absolutely.
Sick or not.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, Jordan.
Yes.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on
thank
50
you
Shades
so
of
much.
K. Thank you so much. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Thank you.
And again, if you want to connect with Jordan, you can get all the information at 991themix.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
If you enjoyed this podcast and you want to hear more, make sure you subscribe. So to subscribe to 50 Shades of K, make sure you're on your iTunes app, Google Play, or your podcast app on your smartphone. Search for 50 Shades of K. That's 50 Shades of K. Then there should be a little button where you hit subscribe. There's also a little button where you can hit review. I'd love it if you left a review. Let me know what you think. Again, it's 50 Shades of K. Thanks so much for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.